Does our Father hear the plaintive cries of His children? Does He respond to despair and confusion with enlightenment? Perhaps the experience of one sister will answer those questions in this remarkable story entitled, Jesus is Beside You.
She buried her face in the pillow and wept tears of bitterness. Her life was a patchwork of doubt, uncertainty, and confusion. 20 years of living and worshiping in her faith had revealed few answers regarding the mysteries of her existence. Her home was in Colorado, and now hundreds of miles away in Texas, the boy of her dreams was near death. The doctors could only promise a 10% chance of survival. She lifted her head from its burial place in the pillow and flung questions of despair into the quietness of her room. If there is a God, then where are you? Why can't I see you? Why am I left alone? Why do we lose the ones we care about? The questions rolled off her tongue in rapid succession. As the echo of her words died within the confines of the room, the silence returned devoid of any answers. Mercifully, consciousness faded as she drifted into a troubled sleep. Time drifted sluggishly in labored rest until her eyes suddenly opened. As her vision adjusted, she beheld the room filled with brilliant light. The light filled every inch of the room, and it was like a soft, pure white cloud. Her eyes focused again, and she found herself staring into a luminous face. It was the face of a man. It was a beautiful face. His head was crowned with white hair, which was even whiter than the new-fallen snow, and his face was framed in a beard of equal whiteness. She felt no fear. She felt peace, a wonderful peace. Then words permeated her entire being. The words were felt rather than heard. Jesus is beside you. Her eyes wandered the room to seek verification of the announcement, but her sight could not penetrate the brilliant white light. She thought she dreamed and closed her eyes to clear her mind. Yet when she opened her eyes, nothing had changed. The gentleness of the light still filled the room, and the beautiful, peaceful face still beheld her with a love that transcended any she had ever felt. Again, she felt words touch her spirit. This is His sign that He will always be by your side. When the final message was delivered, the brilliant white light seemed to collapse into itself. It quickly became a small orb of brilliance and then disappeared completely. It would be a small handful of years before she would gain understanding of the experience. It was the autumn of the year. She was now 26 years of age, and she was living in Alaska. Only 3 weeks prior, she had sought the isolation of this remote state so she could ponder the deeper meanings of life. It was a beautiful day when a knock at the door summoned her. She opened the door to find two neatly dressed young men smiling at her. They introduced themselves as missionaries of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Not wanting to be disturbed, she told them to return another day. Her thoughts were that they would not bother her again. Yet, true to the calling of their mission, they returned the next day. This time, she invited them in and listened to their message. When she heard the story of the first vision, her heart burned within her, and she understood from firsthand experience the events which occurred that fateful night in the bedroom of Joseph Smith. Within 3 weeks of learning of the restored gospel, she was baptized. She then served a mission in New York and was later sealed in the temple. Today, she and her husband have raised 2 sons who bear the priesthood.